Jesus fucking H. Christ on a stick, guys. The future is female. And the future is here. We're living in the future. This is it. If you thought, if you were sitting around, you thought, oh man, I can't, great one, I can't wait for the future. We're going to have space stations and moon bases and replicators and hoverboards and women are going to be attractive and we're going to have ray guns. And yeah, no, this is it, guys. This is the future. We're in it right now. It's not getting any more futuristic. And the future, it is female. It is absolutely female. So let me update you on the saga. So I'm looking at this place, right? And it's a really nice apartment. In Fort Collins, this place would easily go for $600 a month more than what the company wants for it here. Not, but it is very, very nice inside. Very fucking nice. And so I'm emailing this chick, right? And I send, hold on, because we're going to read this. Hold on, let me get over here. All right. So I email, where's the one before this? So we do the confusion, and we did the thing about the rent and the fee. No, the fee is part of the rent. So I explained, okay. So I asked, so are there any other fees that haven't been mentioned? Is there anything else coming? Okay, this is the response. First sentence, this property does not have any other monthly fees that I have not mentioned, period. That's the first sentence. Now, if I said to you that this property has no other monthly fees other than the ones I've already told you about, because you have testosterone, what conclusion, it's not an assumption because you're basing it on information. If I said there's no other monthly fees that I have not yet told you about, what would you conclude from that statement? You would conclude that there were no other monthly fees which you have not previously been made aware of. Is that not what you would conclude because you have testosterone in your body and because I have testosterone in my body and because as men, we actually know how to communicate. We don't say things like, well, I'm hoping to get $1,100 a month for this apartment. We say the rent is $1,100 a month, right? Okay, now let us continue. The second sentence, directly after the sentence I just read to you, this is not even a new paragraph. There's not even a fucking paragraph break here. The next sentence says the following. Monthly rental payments are made through our application. It is very convenient. Let us sidetrack for a moment. I love when women decide what is convenient for other people. How do you know that making my payment through an application is convenient for me? I just love how women take what's convenient for them and transfer it to everyone else. Because, of course, from the perspective of a woman, the rest of us don't actually exist other than to serve her. This is why women should be property. But that's not the whole sentence. Let me read to you now, without stopping, the entire sentence. Remember, there are no other monthly fees that have not been previously mentioned. Are we ready for this? Is everybody ready for this? Are you ready for the future? Here it is. Here's the future, guys, and it's female. Monthly rental payments are made through our application. It is very convenient, and there is a standardized processing fee of $2 when you make a payment. So that's a fucking fee, you stupid fucking cow. The rent has now gone from 1100 to 1150 to 1152. That is a fucking fee. You just fucking wrote a sentence that says the property does not have any other monthly fees that I have not mentioned. My God, I don't know if this woman is stupid, if she's malicious, or if she's stupid and malicious. But this is the fucking future. No, they should not be allowed to vote. They should not have jobs. They should not own property. Jesus, goddamn Christ. The rent, the amount of money it will cost you to live here every month is $1,152. And counting. I don't know what's coming next. Every email I've gotten from her has contained some form of a lie. I can't wait to find out what's next. I haven't signed a contract yet. So I'm looking at them and I'm going, God damn it. So here's the thing. Let me explain this to you. See, this is like you meet this really hot chick. I mean, she's good looking, man. She is a fucking hottie pie. She's like a 9.7. But there's a bunch of red flags. Do you ask her out for a date, or do you just walk away because of the red flags? That's how I feel about this apartment. It's a really fucking nice apartment. It's really fucking nice. Now, outside, you know, there's like no yard or anything like that that I would like to have. But here's the thing. I'm not going to get everything. I'm not. That's just a fact. I'm not going to get everything that I want. The interior, it's big, it's spacious, fantastic kitchen. The building isn't that old. Depending on, so the property manager says it was built about 4 years ago. This chick I'm renting from says it was built last year. I'm not sure which one of them to believe, because the property manager, on-site property manager, is a boomer. She's a woman. I don't know which of them is more full of shit, but it's not that old. And everything in there, appliances, washer and dryer, everything is, you know, modern, brand new. Looking at fridge, fantastic fridge, refrigerator on one side, freezer on the other side. Even it has a microwave oven, which I will never use because I don't use microwave ovens, despite Aaron Clary making fun of me for not using microwave ovens. A great one. Can you heat? No, I boil water on the stove. Aaron looks at me like I'm an idiot. He said, why don't you heat it up in the microwave? Because I don't do microwaves. He just shakes his head and walks away because there's nothing he can do. You know, it's how the great one is. It's us old people. We don't use microwaves. The apartment is hot. It's a 9.7. And there's all these red flags. So then I think, all right, let me do a little more looking. And I see this thing. It's outside the city limits. It's kind of out in the country. $900 a month. I'm looking at the pictures on the interwebs. This looks okay. I call these people up. I say, hey, can you show me this thing this morning? Because like, it's coming down. Like the process on the 9.7 apartment is moving along. There's going to come a point where the contract will be put in front of me, the lease will be put in front of me, and I'll have to either sign the lease or decline the lease, right? If I decline the lease, I'm going to definitely lose it because I know for a fact there's other people interested in the same thing. I happen to be first in line. So I got to keep the momentum going, but at the same time, I'm drawing it out as long as I can. It's like I communicate one time a day, so I'm still at the head of the line, but I'm drawing it out so I can keep looking at other stuff. So I go look at this other stuff this morning. I get there and there's a guy there and he's got some paperwork in his hands and I'm thinking, oh, you know, this must be the guy I'm meeting to show me the property. And I'm looking around outside and there's like a little, it's a little like standalone fourplex. There's other ones nearby, but like there's some grass and there's some yard around it, right? There's a place where, oh, I could, you know, plant some flowers and I could put out a picnic table or whatever. I could sit outside, get some, yada, yada, yada. So I'm looking at all this. I'm going, all right, this is okay. And so the guy comes up to me and he's like, yeah, so I'm here and here's my paperwork and here's the check and everything. And I'm like, hey, this guy is just handing me checks. This is great. And so I'm like, why are you giving me a check? And he says, well, aren't you the property manager? I said, no, I'm not the property manager. I'm here to look at the property. He says, well, I'm here to look at the property. I'm like, okay. He said, they didn't tell you to bring a check? I'm like, no, nobody told. So anyway, we're talking. Apparently, they told him, yeah, bring a check and your application will show you the property. It's like, great. So we're looking through the window. Construction is still going on. It looks pretty dingy inside. It's an older place. Again, here's the problem. Older places, it doesn't matter what you do to them. They're always going to be older places. I don't mind. I've looked at some older houses. I don't mind an old house if it has some charm to it. Because, well, an old house, it's not insulated as well, and you might pay a little bit more for heating or whatever. I'm fine with all that. If it's got charm, I'm willing to pay for that. None of these places have charm. They're just old. They're just dingy. They're just beat up. So the yard around this place, there's all kinds of trash in it and everything, and there's dogs. I see the dogs around, and you can tell there's kids because there's kid stuff. And it's just, there's trash. There's fucking plastic bags hanging in the trees. I'm like, you know, this could be a nice place if people would clean up behind themselves, but they can't. They can't. No one could do it. So we're sitting there, we're hanging out, it's 10 o'clock. Both of us were told to meet this chick at 10 o'clock, right? So it's like 10:05, we're chatting, he's from California. He's leaving California because he can't take the politics anymore. I'm like, oh, hey, I left Colorado because I couldn't take the politics anymore. So we're chatting along about politics and how stupid people are and how property management companies are fucked up and worthless and how the bitch can't show up on time. It's like 10 minutes later, she finally shows up. So guys, take a wild fucking guess. Do you think she's thin or do you think she's fat? Of course she's fat. Now, this is a woman, I use the term woman loosely. She's got to be mid-30s or better. Maybe not 40 yet, mid-30s. What color do you think her hair might be? I know, you guessed pink. Nope. Second guess? Purple. Exactly. So she's fat. She's got purple hair. Do you think she has metal stuck in her face? Of course she has metal stuck in her face. She's a white woman from North America. They destroy everything they touch, including their own bodies. You know, if you're like 19 years old and you have purple hair and face piercings, I can kind of understand that because number one, you're 19. I was stupid when I was 19. Number two, you're a woman. Women are stupid. But if you're going to fucking be the face of a company, Jesus Christ. So anyhow, looked at the place. I was over it. It's not, yeah. So there's the saga. There's the saga, guys. That's our future. That's our fucking future. There's no other monthly fees except for this additional fee that I'm about to tell you about after telling you that there's no additional fees. Because, my friends, the future is female and we are living it.